This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
We back on that road, Hugh.
Yay!
You don't sound like you believe that at all.
No, I do believe it.
Come on.
I believe it. It started with Vegas. Now it continues in D.C.
In Landover.
Washington, Maryland, wherever they're going.
Landover.
Yeah.
It's a T-shirt and hat game.
Man.
Division champs. Saturday.
What can happen Saturday?
They win. They win.
Okay,
it's over.
Cool. Yeah. Okay.
Magic
cool.
Number is one. This is it. And we obviously play this week before the Cowboys. So their result is not part of this thing. Eagles win. This division is a wrap.
So do we hang a third banner, though? Because we hung the first one.
Division
the
champs.
The second one was we doubled down. And the third one is we were right.
The we were right banner.
Three banners.
Is very important.
That's three banners.
Yeah. Hugh, are you going to participate in the third banner?
No. No. Hugh needs to stay on that side.
No, I'm going to stay on that side. I'm going to keep that same energy like
those kids say. All right. Well, the Eagles kept a certain kind of energy yesterday that some of us have been calling for, which is to run Jalen Hurts. Let's hear Nick Sirianni after the game talking about Jalen Hurts being a dual threat.
He's dynamic of being able to be a passer. He's dynamic to be able to be a runner. He's a dual threat quarterback. And, you know, we had some good designs there today, and he did a great job of reading things and seeing things and getting the yards that he needed to get. A couple big third down conversions. Yeah, he did a nice job. He did a nice job with that today.
All right, Hugh, let's talk about how much they ran him yesterday and should they continue. So there's two sides to the coin, as always, when it comes to Hurts the runner. Number one, it was good yesterday. It worked. 7 carries, 39 yards. I thought the one on 3rd and 12 was an impactful play, right, when he ran it through the middle and got a first down on the design run. But, of course, the second-to-last play he's in the game, he got banged up. And we talked about it a few minutes ago. We'll find out as the week goes on if it's anything significant or if it's just a slight little tweak. But obviously, he hobbled off the field. Where were you on the amount of times he ran? Should we keep seeing it, or is it like, let's be careful here?
I definitely think we should see it because it puts stress on the defense.
Yep.
And you saw that yesterday, and it adds another wrinkle. It's just another beast in your repertoire of things to do when you do stuff like that. So, yeah, I definitely want to see him run. It opens up the running game. But you know what opened up the running game more?
Mm.
The passing game. The passing game was what really opened it up.
Yeah, I mean, the pass game was good yesterday for the first time in a while. They still struggled to run the ball, like, in terms of overall efficiency. What did they run 4 yards per carry yesterday? Yeah, well, how many carries, though?
How many carries? It was 47 carries.
Yeah, so that's less than 4 yards a carry.
But that's you have to do that, and that was one of those games, man, where you had to have it. You had to have that. You wanted to try. To me, the biggest thing that you wanted to take out of that game is that you wanted to do some things well. That was a glorified scrimmage yesterday. I mean, no disrespect, because like
that's
I said.
That's the most disrespectful thing anyone said about the Raiders today.
Man, listen. It's
very true, though.
We sat here all week, and everybody that talked about, the Raiders are sorry.
They are.
Mark Ingram said it last week, and I was like, well, you know, he said, you scared of the Raiders? Like, no, I'm not scared of the Raiders.
Right. Ingram couldn't say it enough.
I mean, yeah,
they are playing for the first pick in the draft. They're playing to get a quarterback.
Yeah.
And listen, it's the NFL, so you take advantage of wins. You get wins any way you can get them. So there's that. But to me, this is a stepping stone. This is something that you build off of. And it's a good start. It really, really is a good start.
Jalen was asked after the game about running the football, including that 3rd and 12 that he converted for a first down. Here's what he said.
Jalen, what did you see on the quarterback draw? I think it was 3rd and 12 in the third quarter. I don't know if you audible to it. Middle of the field look open. What was the process on that play?
I didn't audible to it. I just executed the play as it was called.
All right, so he said, I didn't change that. They asked me to run, and I ran. His answers this year about running have been so odd.
Matter of fact, hey, I just ran it. Like, it's almost like, I guess you could say it sounds defiant. Like, he didn't want to do it, but he did it because they called it kind of deal.
You could hear it that way. Yeah, I mean, I don't know what he means by it, but all year long, whenever he's asked about the run game, he basically says, well, I just do what the coaches say. I know this. I thought the offense looked better because his legs were a big part of it. I mean, he almost ran the ball half as many times as he threw it. I mean, he had 15 attempts. He had 7 carries. That's, you know, just considering that ratio, a lot of his plays yesterday were his legs. Right? He had 12 completions, and he had 7 rushes. I mean, more than half. Like, that's a pretty interesting ratio where of the 19 plays he made, 7 were with his legs.
Yeah. I mean, but that's the balance you have to have. Like, what's the flip side? The more he throws the ball, it feels like the more there are things apt for things to go wrong.
I totally agree.
He stayed in his wheelhouse yesterday.
Yes,
in his wheelhouse.
I'm with you. I think yesterday is the way we should play Jalen Hurts. The other side of the coin, though, is he got banged up, right? Like, whether or not he's okay or not, he hobbled off the field in the third quarter, and that's the balance that they have to find, especially as we go down the stretch of the season. And who knows how much importance those last couple of games are going to have within this division. 215-592-9494. Did you like how much Hurts ran the football yesterday? And your overall take, are the Eagles back or was that just the Raiders? And we did get the news a few minutes ago if you just hopped in. The Phillies have signed Adolis Garcia, former World Series MVP with the Texas Rangers. 1 year, $10 million.
That's a lot of career for you. 1 year, though. That's nice.
Yeah, well, sure, for him it is. He plays good defense. He hits for some power. Last year it came down, but he's been a guy that has hit 30 home runs a year for about 4 straight years on average. I mean, he's got real power. And I think what we got here today was the Nick Castellanos replacement in the middle of the order and the Nick Castellanos replacement in the outfield. Tyler in Delaware is up. Hey, Tyler.
Yo, what's going on, Joe, Hugh, and Kyle?
Tyler, what's up, buddy?
Oh, man. Well, voice is still recovering.
I could hear that.
So you'll have to bear with me.
Holy
hell. But Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh, is that what you wanted to see?
As far as what? I wanted to see a win. I wanted to see a win, Tyler.
I
didn't care what
too.
It looked like. I didn't care what it looked like.
I did, too.
I just wanted to see a win, man.
But
and we got that.
It wasn't egregious for me to call for 27 points on Friday.
Tyler, tell him.
Well, how much you gonna call for next week?
I'm gonna save that till Friday.
That's what they call a tease in the radio industry.
That's what you call a long
tease.
Yes, it
is.
Yes,
it's like Hurts saving his legs for when they need
it.
Look, I left yesterday's game feeling encouraged because I got a lot of flack on Friday about this is a Jalenite calling and this and that, and I'm just like, look.
They called you a Jalenite? No, they didn't.
Yes, in the darn YouTube chat.
Oh, yeah.
Point is that when I look at how I look at this offense from week to week, I don't have these extremes where I'm calling people out. I just want to see when you saw yesterday, this was a complete game. Other than the Giants game at home, this was a complete game from all three phases, special teams, defense and offense. What I appreciated the most, and I know I've also said I haven't liked Kevin Petullo's style of play calling. What he did on that first drive yesterday, that made me proud to be an Eagles fan. He set the tone. It was a methodical, well-executed drive. And you talk about what you're going to need in postseason football You need execution. You need well-timed play calling. And what they did was they tired the Raiders' defense out. If you do that in January when it's cold and you know how to keep your defense fresh and how to keep your offense humming, that gave me some encouragement. Now, to Kyle's point about is this offense all the way back, you got to string it together for more than just one game.
Yeah.
One game isn't a streak after losing three straight. That's why we've had some cause for pause because of how it's looked. But what I saw yesterday was they weren't just targeting one specific player on offense. They were sharing the sugar. They were sharing the rock all over the field.
Damn,
the run, people were saying about, oh, how many times are we going to run with Saquon Barkley? Well, look at what the run did. The run set up Dallas Goedert to almost have three. He had two, but two of the easiest touchdowns you will ever see a tight end in the National Football League get.
I love those shovel passes, by the way. How about Petullo dialing up those shovels?
It was awesome, Joe. It was awesome. And what I appreciate the most about what the Eagles did yesterday is they, in a way, by them having the kind of game that they did, Hugh, what you said at the start of the show about kind of cleaning out the closet from the past three games of what they didn't do right, Jordan Mailata said it best. They got back to what the fundamentals of football are.
Mm-hmm.
You not controlling what other guys do on the team, but you focusing on winning your matchup. And I'm telling you, with the way that this team is playing and has played in the past month, I know that it's been rough. I know that it's been rocky, to say the least. But just as I said on Friday, everything that this team wants to do is in front of them if they stay together, if they stay poised, which they showed you that yesterday. And as an Eagles fan and as somebody who calls and loves talking football, it gives me confidence that they can turn this ship around. And yesterday was a great stepping stone toward that.
Well said, Tyler. And you rest that voice, Tyler. We'll talk to you soon. And we got to get.
Make do you sure think it was? Do you think it was Friday or the game that?
Oh, the game. Yeah. The game. Mm. Well, I think you know it's.
You heard him Friday.
I know. Well, yet combine that, then I think it's even harder to scream in cold weather. Yeah. It just makes your voice more hoarse.
I thought he might have
drinks in there. Yeah.
It sounded like he was losing his voice during that call Friday. To be honest,
yeah, it might have just been a long weekend for Tyler. And we know Tyler, though, he could bounce back.
Tyler gets banged up.
Yeah, we've heard about his escapades. He'll be good. I expect a big Tyler call on Friday. I like how he put you in your place, too. Ask how many points he's going to. He's like, that's for Friday, Hugh.
Okay,
just
that's fine. I'm okay. There's today.
I said it's a doubting Douglas over here.
No, I'm saying today, it ain't a whole lot I can say. Today.
Well, it is a Monday after an Eagles game.
I mean, a whole
that's
lot.
Just like this is the day to.
No, this is if there was any day.
Why are you holding out
to
on
toot
those,
your little
what
horn?
Do you got?
Always do this.
What are you talking about?
What are you gonna get?
No, because it, like you know what? To be honest,
there we go.
Words are a part of what we do, Hugh.
It goes against my mantra.
What's your mantra?
Any given Sunday, and a win is a win. So I'm gonna go ahead. And I'm gonna
Saturday this week.
Man, that's what I'm saying.
Counterpoint.
How does that work? So does that mean the Eagles are a lock because it's not on a Sunday?
We'll see. It's gonna be. I think it's gonna be a tougher game than everybody else anticipates.
Well, hold on. It will be tougher than the Commanders. We know that.
You mean the tougher than the Raiders?
Yes. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
the Commanders will be tougher than the Raiders.
I know what we do.
Maybe words aren't a part of what we do.
Maybe it should be less.
Sometimes words and math are hard.
Some would say the less these guys talk, the better the show is.
Math is always.
Oh no, math is a.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Stomper.
I mean, I stand by what I said earlier, though. If they're back, they should stomp the Commanders. If they're back.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're going
to
find out.
All right. Well, so then I want you to keep the same. If they don't stomp the Commanders, I need you to.
I need the same energy.
Yeah, okay.
My energy is the same.
I got my eye on you.
I can't read you today.
I can't.
What do you mean?
I don't know.
No, I applaud the win.
But?
I mean, it's the bravado that kind of got me a little bit. But
what bravado?
I'm just, why are you doing this?
From Jalen?
Why are you doing this? I'm just going to let it be, man, because he deserves that. He deserves that.
Stop letting it be.
No, because I'm not, because I know, see, people don't listen, right? And I don't feel
we know that, though.
People don't listen.
That's fine.
Don't
well, so like, then who cares?
Just I care today.
So
I
then,
well,
us.
Well, so then you, no matter what you say.
I want to have a good day. So I'm going to go ahead.
Listen, so there's nothing you can really do about it.
31 points is great. 31 points is great. And we won.
But?
No, ain't no buts.
Okay.
Why you keep doing that?
Because we feel it. Yeah. You're just sitting back, let everyone have fun, and you're like, yeah, huh? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's cool.
No, I mean, it's cool. Saturday soon come. Saturday, like in my Jamaican voice, I guess that's my Jamaican accent. Saturday soon come. Saturday soon come.
Jamaican Douglas.
We got reggae Hugh over here.
I forgot. I think that's a bad word. I can't say that on there. Like the
don't say it. Yeah, just don't say it. New rule. If you think it might be bad, just don't say it.
Because my Jamaican fans, I see them say it all the time, and I was about to say it. But I'm
all right. Well, you know what? Words are not a part of what we do.
No, I'm just saying,
that's
man.
Pretty
it's
clear.
Just yeah. Like it, you put one together. Let's put another one together. Let's do it. Let's go.
Well, that would be big if we get two in a row and clinch the division. All right. But while we're here, let's just let's grab Cody, who wants to give Hugh Douglas credit. So let's just let this happen. Right
I
now.
Warned him.
Cody,
he said, let's just let this happen.
I was calling in, I listen, and Hugh, realistic Hugh is what I want to call you, man. Every week, you're realistic, you haven't changed your tone all season, and I appreciate it, man. I give you credit for it, because I think the same way you do about it.
I mean, it's a start. It's a start, and I try to pride myself on being linear. Not saying that anybody else doesn't, but, you know, they won. And that's the biggest and most important thing. Now you have to build off of that. You have to build off the win.
Agreed. And I don't think Saturday's game is going to be a easy game. It's a division game. I think it's going to be a 7-point game. And we're not going to go into Washington and blow them out.
No, I don't think so.
So, Cody, I tend to agree with you. 7 feels about right. Like the Eagles should win the game, and it probably should be somewhere in the, I don't know, 24-17 kind of range, but if they're back, Cody, then they should win this football game.
And I agree with you on that. And saying they're back, they weren't back. I mean, we did play the Raiders,
yes.
So that is a big key there. I don't know. And not only that, is the only reason that we had such a great game and Jalen used his legs more. Is that what the major shakeup was?
I think so.
So I
think the offense was a little bit more evolved. They threw a little bit more they threw a few more wrinkles into the offense, in my opinion. Can't wait to talk to Jason about it to see what he thinks about all that.
And that's your expert there. So now I appreciate you guys taking.
Thank you for listening, though. Appreciate you.
Hey,
listening.
No, absolutely, and thanks for having me on the air, guys.
You got it, Cody. We appreciate your phone call. Yes, I think the Jalen running made things better. And I think that if they're going to win, seriously, in January, they need his legs. I mean, I think back to last year. I think back to the Super Bowl. I think back to the game against the Rams where he ran for the touchdown the first quarter. his legs have always been a big part of this. They haven't always been this year. We need it. Now, I'm interested this week, Hugh, in both Petula when he talks, Sirianni, Hurts. We'll see how the injury report goes. We'll see if any news comes out about Jalen. Are they going to be willing to do it this week, or do we have to pull back now because the guy has some sort of ankle or knee issue?
No, you can't pull back now.
Well, hold on. If he's banged up, you have to pull back.
Listen, we're on a playoff run, and that's a part of the offense. This offense is limited in its production. Let's just see. That's the reality of it. So now you want to take away one of his biggest assets. That's not smart.
Well, hold on.
What are we complaining about?
Well, no, not complaining. Their magic number is one to win the division.
What are we complaining about?
You telling me we can't go to Washington and win on Saturday without his legs?
Like, we might need that, Joe. Let me flip the question for you a little bit. What have you seen from the sample of this offense that tells you that we can win without him, without those legs?
So long term, I'm with you. And in the playoffs, he needs to run. But if he's really banged up, and I have my sense is he's more banged up than we think he is right now. And because he only had to play one more play, they got away with us not knowing it. But when he spoke to Pam Oliver after the game and said, "We'll see," that makes me think something else is going on, and he's feeling it. But like, they're not going to play another game that really truly matters until what? January? When's the first round of the playoffs? I mean, like, it's going to be like January 10th, their playoff game. I don't need him to run before then.
You need this offense to get clicking. That's where I'm at with this. If we don't have to play, that's fine. If we get if we get our seed secured and you can rest that last game, that's it. But as far as this offense is concerned, in my humble opinion, I feel like you're not nowhere near where you need to be effective. Now, you got one win, but you haven't strung together a consistent anything in the last couple of weeks.
I agree with you. And in a perfect world, I'd like to get everything moving.
I want to see that because, realistically, people, it's the Raiders. And when you look at that team, they gave up probably in the second quarter. I mean, the second quarter. They gave up.
It might have been when they landed here.
Yeah, they gave up. The weather, you know, they're running. We're running the ball well. And, again, not taking anything away from what the Eagles accomplished. Mm-hmm. But you have to build off of what you started. And the only way you're going to do that is if Jalen's out there playing the way Jalen played Sunday.
So I get it. And if he was perfectly fine, and maybe we find out he doesn't, is not even limited in practice, he's fine, it was just a cramp, maybe we find that out. I'm just saying, if he's sore this week, I'm not running him 7 or 10 times on Saturday and on a short week. I got to keep him healthy.
If we're in a situation where you got to do what you got to do to win. So if that's what it takes for us to win, not saying that the Commodores are that much of a presence, but still. If that's what's needed to win, then that's what's needed.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the most interesting part about the offense Saturday is he came up a little limp on this game. Are they going to run him as much, or are they backing off now? Demond in Delco. What's up, Demond?
Yo, good morning.
What's going on?
Demond, what's up?
Hey, man. Hey, listen. It's all about y'all today, man. Let y'all know right now. Mm-hmm. You might get a pass, you might, but you was talking last week, too.
Talking about what?
About my boy. About my boy. Them 5 turnovers. Man, he had 5 turnovers. Let's put Ted on the key.
Wait a minute, DeMond. When did you hear me say put Tanner McKeon when he turned in 5 times?
No, I didn't say you. I said you was in on it.
You're complicit.
DeMond, what was
it's
I
true.
In on?
He is complicit.
See, man, you don't even have to say anything. All you got to do is be here, and you're in trouble.
Fine, DeMond. Okay, fine.
Hey, listen, you know, man, listen. And I tried to call y'all last week, right, a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And your boy Kyle, he put me on hold. First we go in the background. You know how he do. Yeah,
here
to
we
get
go.
You, to change you know, your mind.
Badgering the witness.
Not even true.
Yeah. They put me on hold for 4 hours. I held an hour or two trying to wait to get on. I said, Kyle doing it to me.
Unbelievable, he don't want me to talk about that guy. Jayla. All right, so DeMond, what do we got?
Here's the thing last week. Those 5 turnovers y'all complained about, man, 3 of them weren't even his fault. And you know, Vinny fell down one time. AJ shorthanded the pass.
What about the almost interception that he threw?
Those don't count either.
Okay.
And then on the fumble, everybody would have fumbled that. The ball pop up in your head, everybody going to fumble that. My thing is this, man. It's a team game. And last week, y'all seen the play calling change a little bit. This week, the concepts got different. So, yeah, we had different success with certain things. That's all it was. Petula is still the main reason. But y'all keep
trying to disrespect my man, and y'all talked about.
Was he the good Petullo this week or the bad Petullo this week?
Listen, he did okay to me yesterday.
I thought he did great.
I thought he was awesome.
I thought the last 3 weeks, actually, the play calling has been awesome.
Guys are open.
All the time.
Listen. Sometimes he do good. Sometimes he do bad.
Just like the quarterback.
Yeah. That's a surprise.
No. Listen, the quarterback now, if we talk about my guy, let's be honest, let's be fair.
Always.
We're trying.
Sometimes now, when a guy draw the plays up, he executed them to the best of his ability. And the TV announcer said it last week. Mm-hmm. It was nowhere to go with the ball. And he couldn't throw the ball nowhere. He couldn't do certain things because the route concept was too basic.
You think Aikman was letting Hurts off the hook? Is that what you heard in that broadcast?
No.
He crushed him.
What I do here, though. I'm going to be honest. 1,000%. This is what I hear. So the media in Philadelphia, sometimes y'all kill me, man, because I said it before. Y'all in Philadelphia. Why don't y'all back up? The only team that's doing good, that's been doing good for us for the last 15, 20 years, is the Eagles, and y'all always come down on them.
Well,
Why do y'all do that, man? Two things.
They were in the midst of a 3-game losing streak. What do you expect people to say? And number two, Damon, with great power comes great responsibility. There's a higher standard for the Eagles. Like, we expect them to win almost every game. They're favored to win almost every game. So it is more frustrating when they lose because we expect more out of them.
I get it. But we played the hardest schedule. Do we get any credit for that? We played the hardest schedule. Hold on a second.
Hold on. DeMond, good phone call. We don't probably have time for this right now. We might have to go back and unpack the schedule a little bit. I mean, how many games are they going to have ended up winning against teams that go to the playoffs? Like, I understand the Chiefs in week two, that's a good win, quote-unquote. Yeah, the Chiefs officially were eliminated. It's not a good team this year. Not a great team.
Dallas still alive. Well, if they'll be alive.
Dallas is not going to go to the playoffs. Right? So I'm just thinking through my head. Teams that they have played and beaten.
Green Bay
will likely go to the playoffs. They just lost Micah, which is a big deal, obviously.
Chicago
they lost to. The Rams is their best win, clearly. I don't know if Tampa's going to win their division. That might be Carolina. I'm just like, it has been a challenging schedule, but like, how many wins do they have against teams that are going to actually end up in the playoffs? It might be less than we think it was when the season started. 215-592-9494. Jalen played really good yesterday. I'm happy the way Jalen played. Jalen also didn't play well before that. We know that. I mean, we don't have to pretend. All right. Your phone call is coming up. And we'll get to the aforementioned Cowboys and the ripple effect of what happened last night for the rest of the season. Cowboys at home lost to J.J. McCarthy and the Vikings last night. What does it mean for the division? And a hypothetical on the rest of the season if the Eagles do clinch this thing as early as Saturday. 215-592-949 for Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom mock-ups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.